Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Friday, January 6th, 2023. The Brunson brothers got their day in court today. It's the anniversary of Ashley Babbitt's death at the hands of the unapologetic Capitol Police, and President Trump even got a vote for speaker yesterday. Joe Biden now blames the GOP for the border problem. Why not? The progressives listen to their own DNC talking point-driven mainstream media, and they don't trust Republicans. So this is the first they've heard of the border crisis, and they blame the evil Republicans. Classic Alinsky tactics from the Democrat media complex. Control the narrative, spin your story, lie to people, discredit everyone else. Many American citizens are in an abusive relationship with the DNC. Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden's seedy Ukraine and China connections, Hillary Clinton's destruction of evidence, her actual Russian collusion to create the fake dossier, the Charlottesville lie about Trump, the Lysol lie about Trump, and the Twitter files. Lather, rinse, repeat. They control minds through the media. Speaking of the media, after my last podcast, one of my big tech social media accounts got suspended after I covered the Brunson brothers case 2 days before on January 6th on my podcast, not even on the other account. This is a common occurrence for me. My business big tech accounts get routinely suspended, always on accident. Elon freed me last time. Facebook fact checker flags, shadow bans, YouTube demonetizing me when I wasn't monetized in the first place. The tactic is always the same. Block the content, suspend the account until the messages they don't like are no longer timely. Why do you think they shut down Parler and Amazon Web Services after January 6th? They don't want us talking to each other or spreading real messages like all of those stories that I just mentioned. They use bully tactics and push beyond flagging a user on one platform to blocking other accounts that they can link to the user and that don't even discuss politics. None of this is a surprise if you're following the federal manipulation and corruption in the Twitter files, which is not covered by the mainstream media. Remember, they're after your mind and the minds of everybody that you know. Follow me on Parler or True Social, not on Big Tech. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.